This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's been a month since the state's online health insurance marketplace launched. Like other states, Colorado experienced glitches in the first few days, though its rollout was arguably far smoother than that of the federal exchange. As of the last reporting period, 226 Coloradans have signed up for coverage using Connect for Health Colorado, but that number is expected to grow as the January 1st deadline gets closer. The state's Division of Insurance has played a key role in setting up the exchange, ensuring that the plans offered meet federal requirements. Division Commissioner Marguerite Salazar says with so many plans, that wasn't an easy task.
Our job was to certify all of the plans that were going to be sold inside the exchange. And so that work has been going on for many months, and we had to have that ready by early August so that the exchange could put them in, load them up, so that they'd actually have something to sell when October 1st came around.
I noticed that there seems to be a really good variety of plans that are available. Is more choice a good thing when it comes to available plans, or is too much choice confusing for people?
We thought about that ourselves because I think people are used to having two, maybe three options to choose from.
Right,
and oftentimes it's their employer that will give them these options, and then that's in a sense, it's no option because they're told this is the plan that we bought and everybody needs to sign up. But what we've seen, because 252 plans is a lot, but as you go through the process of enrolling, as you answer questions, it starts to narrow down what plans are really good for you. So in the end, you're not having to choose between 252 plans, but really just a handful that meet your needs based on what you say you want, the amount of money you're able to spend, the kind of deductible you want to have. You're going to be given, really, again, a very limited number that you can choose from so you don't have to go through so many.
Colorado didn't have to do its own exchange, but chose to and had bipartisan support really to do that. Can you talk about what this means, you know, as we look at states who did not do that?
Again, Colorado was way ahead in saying we want to decide our own destiny for our citizens. And the ACA was very flexible in saying states do have the ability to choose whether they have the federal government do it or the state do it themselves. But what I saw was that Colorado has been able to make so many more decisions and had millions of dollars more in resources with which to set the plan up. And so having bipartisan support, it really didn't matter in the end whether things were changing at the federal level with the Supreme Court decisions or even with the election. Colorado would have been able to continue with their state plan.
So moving forward, what do you see are the biggest challenges coming up?
I think we're going to still see, once people buy their insurance, they're going to have a lot of questions about how does it work. And we're gearing up to do that here at the Division of Insurance, because with so many new customers for the insurance companies, that means that the chance of having more complaints is going to also come up. So we're looking at the spring as a period where we've got to gear up for the new questions that come up once people start using their insurance and are confused about, well, I didn't realize I had this copayment, or it's my deductible's too high, or my insurance company's not responding to me, and those kind of things. So we just know that the volume is going to go up just because we have so many new customers. That's what we're anticipating. So we're going to try to get out there, work closely with our partners at HCPF, which is the healthcare policy and finance, where, because they're adding about 160,000 new Medicaid enrollees, we're working with them very closely, with Connect for Health, just to make sure, again, that the consumers' needs are met and that they're getting what they pay for.
That was State Division of Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar discussing what's ahead for Colorado as residents shop for health insurance on the new exchange. In Washington this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will face questions as congressional hearings on the troubled federal website, healthcare.gov, continue.